Hi, I'm Jackie Roble with the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertising, so we're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be and to applaud the good ones. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the November edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Don't overdo D. You need vitamin D to absorb calcium and build bones, but more isn't better. Researchers randomly assigned 311 adults aged 55 to 70 to take one of three daily doses of vitamin D, 400 IU, 4,000 IU, or 10,000 IU. Their blood levels ranged from 12 to 50 nanograms per milliliter when the study started. So some were in the adequate range, 12 to 20 ng out of milliliter. None were deficient, less than 12. After 3 years, arm bone density was lower in those who took 4,000 IU or 10,000 IU a day than those who took 400 IU, and leg bone density was lower in those who took 10,000 IU than in those who took 400 IU. Bone strength was no different. What to do? Aim for the recommended dietary allowance for vitamin D, 600 IU a day up to age 70, and 800 IU over 70. The tolerable upper intake level set in 2010 is 4,000 IU a day. This study suggests that it may be too high. Fiber and diverticulitis. Fruit and whole grains may lower the risk of diverticulitis, inflamed bulges in the colon. Researchers tracked roughly 50,000 women for 24 years. Those who got the most fiber from whole fruit had a 17% lower risk of diverticulitis than those who got the least. Fiber from grain was linked to a 10% lower risk. What to do? Fruit? Whole grains? Go get them. Does dairy deter diabetes? Dairy eaters have a lower risk of type 2 diabetes. The industry often boasts. Does dairy deserve the credit, or does something else about dairy eaters explain the link? Researchers, including two employees of the dairy industry, which partly funded the study, told 45 overweight people to eat either a low or a high dairy diet for 6 weeks each. Low dairy meant no more than one serving of dairy per day. High dairy meant at least two servings of unsweetened yogurt, 1 to 2 servings of cheese, and 1 to 3 servings of milk or buttermilk a day. All the dairy foods were lower fat. Blood sugar levels were no lower on the high dairy diet than on the low dairy diet, but fasting insulin levels were slightly higher on the high dairy diet, a sign that insulin resistance was worse. What to do? Don't expect dairy to ward off diabetes. Sat fat and the liver. Overeating foods rich in saturated, but not polyunsaturated fat, boosts liver fat, which can lead to liver damage and may raise the risk of type 2 diabetes. Swedish researchers randomly assigned 60 overweight or obese people to gain roughly 5 pounds by adding muffins made with either a saturated fat, palm oil, or a polyunsaturated fat, sunflower oil, to their usual diets. After 8 weeks, liver fat increased by 53% in those who ate the muffins made with palm oil, but not at all in those who ate the muffins made with sunflower oil. What's more, an enzyme that can signal early liver damage rose only in those who ate the palm oil muffins, although it remained in its normal range. What to do? Replace most saturated fats with unsaturated fats. Though this study used only palm oil, an earlier study reported similar results with a mix of three sat fats, coconut oil, butter, and blue cheese. The Healthy Cook with Kate Sherwood. Spilling the beans. This cozy stew is chock full of good stuff. Make a batch now and freeze some for later. Look for French small green lentils. Most other types can get mushy. French lentil stew. Ingredients: 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1 onion diced, 2 carrots diced, 2 stalks celery diced, 1 bulb fennel diced, 1/3 cup tomato paste, 1 bay leaf, 3 sprigs fresh thyme, 1.5 cups French lentils, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper. In a large heavy pot, heat the oil over medium heat until shimmering. Sauté the onion, carrots, celery, and fennel until lightly browned, 7 to 10 minutes. Stir in the tomato paste. Cook until it starts to brown, 2 to 3 minutes. Add the bay leaf, thyme, and lentils. Stir in 6 cups of water and bring to a boil over high heat. Reduce the heat to medium. Simmer until the lentils are al dente, 20 to 25 minutes. Season with the salt and pepper. Remove and discard the bay leaf and thyme sprigs. Plants, it's what's for dinner. Our guide to veggie meats by Lindsay Moyer. Beef, it's what's for dinner, proclaims the ad campaign that began in 1992. These days, plants-only brands like Beyond Meat are surging, and Big Beef is worried. Ranchers want to ban the word meat from faux meat labels. At the same time, meat processors are investing in their own plant-based brands. Here's what to look for. 1. Protect the planet. More plants, fewer animals. That's the gist of a flexitarian-style diet, which can help curb the greenhouse gas emissions that are fueling climate change. And it's not just about protecting our children and grandchildren's futures. See NAH March of 2019's edition. A plant-heavy diet that's light on meat, especially red and processed, is also healthy for eaters. 2. Mix it up. Some plant-based meats, like the Impossible Burger and the Beyond Burger, are not much healthier than beef, especially when restaurants gussy them up. But most veggie meats beat the real thing. Granted, you're better off with beans, nuts, tofu, and other largely unprocessed plant foods. 3. Get enough protein. If you're replacing meat, poultry, fish, or dairy, look for protein. Look for stuff that has at least 10 grams per serving, roughly 3 ounces. Don't need protein from your burger? 4. Watch the salt. Unfortunately, it's tricky to replicate the taste of meat without a decent dose of salt. We capped Best Bites and Honorable Mentions at 400 milligrams of sodium per serving. Tip, serve your plant-based meat with heart-healthy, unsaturated fat. Win-win. Getting enough helps keep a lid on blood pressure. And serving with salad or stir-fried or roasted vegetables bumps up the potassium. 5. Check the oil. Many veggie meats are made with liquid oils like sunflower, avocado, canola, or soybean. So they're not only lower in saturated fat than beef or pork, they're higher in heart-healthy unsaturated fat. Another win-win. But brands like Beyond Meat and Field Roast also use solid, saturated fats like coconut or palm oil. Best Bites and Honorable Mentions would have no more than 2.5 grams of saturated fat. 6. Pick your protein. Soy, pea, wheat. Veggie meats may get their protein from 1, 2, or all 3. Does it matter which? Only if you have allergies. Peas are legumes, says the small print on the Beyond Meat, Beyond Burger label. People with severe allergies to legumes, like peanuts, should be cautious when introducing pea protein into their diet because of the possibility of a pea allergy. The burgers have no peanuts. Need to avoid gluten? Field Roast, grain meat made from wheat gluten, and many other brands are off the table. But Beyond Meat and a handful of products from Light Life, Gardein, Amy's, and Dr. Prager's are gluten-free. 7. Look out for Quorn. In some people, Quorns, Q-U-O-R-N, that's the spelling, mycoprotein, processed mold, triggers reactions like vomiting, nausea, and diarrhea. Rarely, it causes hives or trouble breathing. thanks in part to a court filing by the Center for Science and the Public Interest, Nutrition Action's publisher. U.S. corn labels now say microprotein is a mold member of the fungi family. There have been rare cases of allergic reactions to products that contain mycoprotein. With so many other options, we didn't even give this a best bite or honorable mention. 8. Is it vegan? Veggie meats, or foods made with them, may contain egg whites, cheese, and other animal products. If you want vegan, look for the word on the label. 9. Shop around. Beyond Meat and its ilk could show up in the meat case for near the meat case or near the tofu, dairy, or frozen foods. Since many brands can't be refrigerated for frozen, don't forget to check the freezer case. And finally, 10, follow your taste buds. Brands and tastes vary, so hang in there. Our favorites, Gardein, Beyond Meat, and Morningstar Farms. Moolis goes mainstream. At the supermarket. At Beyond Meat, we started with simple questions, says the Beyond Burger package. Why do you need an animal to create meat? Why can't you build meat directly from plants? It turns out you can, so we did. One bite of a Beyond Burger and one look at its red beet-tinged raw meat might fool some carnivores. Ditto for the Impossible Burger, which has been sold in select restaurants since 2016 and is now starting to hit supermarket shelves. Both up-and-comers will help the planet more than your health, but that's no small potatoes. Saturated fat? Mimicking beef's rich fatty mouthful calls for a solid fat, coconut oil. But that adds saturated fat, 6 grams to the Beyond Burger and 8 grams to the Impossible Burger, along with about 250 calories in a 4-ounce patty. Those numbers are very, beef-like. And Beyond Meat's claims, like fueling athletes to perform better and recover faster, are a stretch. But going beyond beef is a big win for the planet. For meaty taste that comes close to Beyond, but cuts the saturated fat to 2.5 grams, try Light Life's new plant-based burger. It's 270 calories of mostly pea protein and canola oil, though the sodium, 540 milligrams, puts it outside a Best Bite territory. Heme. Heme, H-E-M-E, is what makes meat taste like meat, says Impossible Foods, maker of the Impossible Burger. The company adds soy leghemoglobin, which Impossible makes from genetically engineered yeast to replicate the heme in red meat. Leghemoglobin is naturally found in soybean roots, but not in soybeans. But red meat's heme can help from N-nitroso compounds in your gut. And those compounds may help explain why a diet heavy in red meat is linked to a higher risk of colorectal cancer. Does soy's heme behave like beef's? The Center for Science and Public Interest has called on the company and the Food and Drug Administration, which conducted only a brief review of the ingredient's safety, to determine whether Impossible's leghemoglobin could increase cancer risk like red meat's heme does. Stay tuned. On the menu, Impossible Whoppers Beyond Tacos. The new breed of beef-like veggie meats has hit restaurants big time, and, no surprise, corporate chefs have managed to make them as unhealthy as red meat. Below, we compare veggie meat menu items to the beef or pork versions. Take TGI Fridays. Its Beyond Meat cheeseburger is served on a white flour bun with enough cheddar, Friday sauce, and pickles to reach 890 calories plus over a day's saturated fat, 24 grams, and a 1.5 day supply of sodium, 3,350 milligrams. Our advice? At Fridays, go green style. Swap the bun for lettuce to save 260 calories worth of white flour, or X the cheese. Some stats also at the Burger King Impossible Whopper side. Calories, 630. Saturated fat, 11. Sodium, 1,080. Protein, 25. Compare that with a regular Burger King Whopper with meat. Calories, 660. Saturated fat, 12. Sodium, 980. Even less than the Impossible Whopper. And protein, 28 grams. more than the Impossible Whopper. Good ground. Want to just toss some crumbles or meatballs into the skillet? Goodbye ground beef. Gardein, the ultimate beefless ground and Boca original veggie crumbles, are right at home in your plant-based bolognese. Ditto for Gardein classic meatless meatballs in marinara. Taco night? Try Morningstar Farms Chipotle black bean crumbles, which just missed as being a best bite. If you'd rather start from scratch, crumble a block of tempeh, saute in oil, and add your own seasonings. Beans over beef. A Beyond Burger tastes beefy enough to make a stalwart vegetarian shudder. But if you couldn't care less about matching red meat, plenty of brands sell patties crammed with whole grains, bulgur, quinoa, brown rice, legumes, black beans, lentils, garbanzos, and vegetables, mushrooms, carrots, greens. The downside? Protein can be hard to find. Solution: look for Our Best Bites, Hodo Tofu Veggie Burgers, and Morningstar Farms Garden Veggie, Mediterranean Chickpea, and Tomato and Basil Pizza Burgers, which have enough tofu or soy flour to hit 11 grams of protein for Morningstar, or 19 grams for Hodo. Tip: most patties have a good dose of healthy carbs from whole grains and beans. Why not lose the bun and wrap them in a lettuce leaf instead? Chicken or fishless? Want chicken that tastes like chicken? Breaded lookalikes are easier to come by than unbreaded. Breaded patties? Your taste buds may never know that Whole Foods 365 chickenless patties are chicken-free. With 410 milligrams of sodium per patty, they just missed being a best bite. Taste-wise, fellow honorable mention Morningstar Farms original chick patties also came close. Breaded tenders. It's hard to beat Gardein 7-grain crispy tenders. Ignore the breaded with wholesome grains, including oats, quinoa, and millet claim. Its top grain is white flour. Since most breaded chicken is coated in white flour, add a salad or veggie side instead of more grains. Unbreaded. Gardein chicken and scallopini is a gluten-free find for fast dinners. Try a sliced sautéed patty in tacos or a stir-fry. Or use Gardein chicken strips. Breaded seafood. Sidestepping seafood? Gardein fishless fillets and crabless cakes make convincing fried fish and shellfish stand-ins. Better, worst. Processed meats like sausage, hot dogs, and bacon are linked to a higher risk of colorectal cancer. So why not replace them with veggie versions? Taste. A few exceptions. Dinner sausage. Beyond Meat, Beyond Sausage promises the missing link that serves up the sizzle and juicy satisfaction of pork sausage. Indeed, Beyond is a dead ringer for pork sausage. And Trader Joe's Italian Sausageless Sausage and Light Life Italian Smart Sausage comes awfully close to the taste of chicken sausage. Both Trader's and Light Life have just a fraction of the saturated fat, 1 gram, or Beyond Sausage, 5 grams, because they contain soy, not coconut oil. All are too salty to be a best bite, but then again, so are most chicken or pork sausages. Hot dogs. Our taste favorite, Worthington Deli Dogs, which missed an honorable mention of best bites by 70 milligrams of sodium. Breakfast sausage. Breakfast sausages and bacon are smaller, about 1 to 1.5 ounces, than other meats, so our best bites are more modest, 250 milligrams of sodium or less, and at least 5 grams of protein per serving, one patty or 2 links or strips. Two to try, Morningstar Farms and Trader Joe's meatless breakfast patties. Bacon. Despite clever names, benevolent bacon, anyone? We didn't find any plant-based bacons that came close to the real thing. Maybe Beyond Meat can take a crack at it. But for a pleasant chew and a smoky flavor, toss a strip of tempeh, which is fermented soy, bacon, like tofurkey smoky maple bacon treehouse tempeh, on your breakfast sammy. Right stuff. Fruit yogurt 2.0. We've taken real fruits like strawberry, peach, and blueberry and blended them with our low-fat Greek yogurt to create a perfectly balanced sweet taste without the added sugar or sweeteners, says Fage about its true blend Greek yogurt. Finally, a fruit yogurt without added sweeteners. That means added sugar, stevia, sucralose, acesulfame, potassium, etc. are out. And real fruit, or coconut or vanilla, is in. No added sugar also means that each 5.3-ounce container has just 110 to 120 calories, along with the dose of protein, 13 grams, and calcium, around 10% of the daily value that you'd expect from most Greeks. One downside, true blends have a chicory root, aka inulin, a processed fiber that also shows up in a stevia-sweetened yogurt like Dan and Oikos Triple Zero. In many studies, inulin gives some people, gas. If chicory gives you trouble, try Chobani Less Sugar Greek Yogurt. It has only about a teaspoon of added sugar, we estimate, in each 5.3-ounce. 120-calorie serving of flavors like Alfonso Mango, Monterey Strawberry, Wild Blueberry, and Willamette Raspberry. The same size tub of regular fruit-flavored Chobani Greek yogurt has an estimated 2 or 2.5 teaspoons of added sugar. In Greek, phage means to eat. What are you waiting for? Food porn. Cup o' cake. For the person who really wants a tasty treat at the end of the day, but doesn't want to make an entire 9 by 13 inch cake, we've got Betty Crocker mug treats, says the General Mills blog post. Talk about innovation. These single-serving Betty Crocker mug treats are made fresh in the microwave with a special ooey-gooey topping for each one, adds the blog. Perfect for an after-school moment or a me moment at the end of the day. Oh, can't wait. What better way to spend a me moment than to microwave, say, a 400-calorie soft-baked chocolate chip cookie mix with fudge topping that supplies about 12 teaspoons of added sugar plus a third of a day's saturated fat? Who can resist a fresh mug of ingredients like bleached enriched, a.k.a. white, flour, high fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated palm kernel oil, cornstarch, sodium alginate, potassium sorbate, artificial flavor, and more? It's like eating 3 Twinkies per me moment. And all 8 mug treats come with Betty's tips like serve topped with whipped cream or ice cream, or serve topped with your favorite candy bar cut into small pieces. Why stop with cake when big food has more junk to sell? Dish of the month, roasted pepper topping. Dice 2 roasted bell peppers, toss with 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1.5 tablespoons red wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon minced shallot, and 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. Spoon over 1 pound cooked fish or chicken. Serves 4. Hot Topics. What to Know About the Latest Trends by Caitlin Dow. Are anti-nutrients robbing your body of vitamins and minerals? Is celery juice a miracle healing tonic? Here's what to know about the nutrition trend du jour. Celery juice. I believe that celery juice is a miracle juice and that it's one of the greatest healing tonics of all time, writes Anthony William on Goop.com. The self-proclaimed medical medium says that his knowledge about health comes from a voice he hears that he calls spirit. Oh, William recommends drinking 16 ounces of fresh celery juice with nothing added, or it will lose its healing benefits, he says, on an empty stomach every day. Voila! Celery juice can help reverse Alzheimer's disease, prevent cancer and hair loss, manage addiction, promote weight loss, clear up acne, reduce inflammation, combat night sweats, heal digestive problems, fight off unwanted bacteria and viruses, and much more, promises William in his book titled, What Else? Celery Juice. Really? Celery has some nutrients, but it's no superstar, says Lisa Young, adjunct professor of nutrition at New York University. For example, ounce for ounce, kale has roughly 10 times more vitamins A and K and 30 times more vitamin C. Looking for research on celery juice? Good luck. No problem, says William. There are, quote, undiscovered healing properties inside celery juice that medical research and science are not yet aware of, end quote, claims his website. A couple of small short-term studies on celery were done in people, but the rest were done on lab animals, says Young. And the few human studies, which reported that far more concentrated celery extract lowered high blood pressure or blood sugar, for example, had serious flaws like no control group. So why do so many people swear by celery juice? Maybe they're not healthy eaters to start with, Young offers. So instead of starting their morning off with a cinnamon roll, they're getting some nutrients and water from the celery juice. They feel good, maybe because they expect to, so they think it's some kind of miracle. But focusing on one vegetable in large doses is problematic because you can lose sight of the total diet, she adds. We need a variety of fruits and vegetables for good health. That's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Robel for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments at all, please call 919-832-5138. That's 819-932-5138. Thanks for listening. Have a happy, healthy holiday.